All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you? January 11th, 1989. President Reagan said goodbye today, declaring that America has rediscovered its commitment to world freedom in the 1980s.
My friends, we did it. We weren't just marking time. We made a difference. We made the city stronger. We made the city freer. And we left her in good hands. All in all, not bad. Not bad at all. And so, goodbye, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
At the movies, talk radio. A rude, condescending talk show host becomes overwhelmed by the hatred that surrounds his program.
Yellow-bellied, spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken,
insomniac,
paranoid.
I know where you live. You're dead.
Wednesday Night TV on The Wonder Years. Even though Kevin is just looking for someone to make Winnie jealous, he ends up boyfriend to Becky Slater.
Whatever happened to the pristine days of baseball cards and loogie contests? Since when did women start to rule our lives?
Hi, Kevin.
Hummina.
On the radio, Phil Collins jumps into the top five this weekend with a song written for the movie Buster. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1989.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.